Amen. Hebrews 12:12, please. Hebrews 12:12. Last week we learned about the chastening of the Lord. Tonight we read about the paths that we are walking. Notice verse 12. Wherefore lift up the hands which hang down, and the feeble knees, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. So tonight we talk about straight paths. Lord, I pray you'd use your word in our hearts tonight to teach and grow us. Thank you for it. Thank you for the privilege to open it together on a Wednesday night. May you be glorified in our service. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. So God says we have a choice as Christians. We can, as the Bible tells us, rejoice in the Lord. Or we can hang our hands down. You know what he's saying there. He's, you know, when you're down or you're frustrated or whatever, you have that attitude, that things aren't going your way. But as Christians, things are always going our way. We may have trials, but they're God's will. And so that's why God's saying, lift up your hands and the feeble knees. Don't complain. Don't get down and despondent, but serve God. And the Bible says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear what man can do unto me. In Psalm 118. And doesn't it tell us in Romans, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, what's the next phrase say? Who can be against us? So God's on our side. Therefore, we have no place to be down. I mean, if anybody did, Paul did. As much time as he spent in prison or getting beat or getting whipped. And he wrote, rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So God's saying, get up, basically. And he says, verse 13, make straight paths for your feet. We are on a path called the Christian life, and God wants us to walk the straight path. Now, if you go to Luke 9, verse 62, Jesus said that once we get on this path called the Christian life, that we're to look forward at all times. And he uses someone in the Old Testament, of course, to teach us a lesson. Her name was, we don't know. We just know she was Lot's wife. But notice what it says, Luke 9:62. And Jesus said unto him, no man, having put his hand to the plow and looking back, is fit for the kingdom of God. What's he telling us? Don't look back. So when it comes to our path that we're on for Jesus Christ, God says make it straight. Don't stray off the path. And so we, if you go to Proverbs 4, we need to ponder the path that we are walking, because we're going to end up in heaven either way, but God wants us to get there the way He designed. The problem is that a lot of Christians try to jump off or take a different path. And then God has to bring them back. Notice Proverbs 4:26. The Bible says, ponder the path of thy feet and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. So as God's children, we need to ponder, as it says here in this verse, ponder the path. Are we on the path God wants us to be on? Are we pondering it? Where will this current path that I'm on right now take me in 1 year and 5 years and 10 years if the Lord tarries? Am I in God's perfect will? Or am I on a path that I know is not God's will? I need to change that. So we need to ponder that. And then go to Proverbs 20 now. And when it comes to this path that we're on, God says we need to ponder it, but you know what else He tells us? We don't know the way. We've talked about this when we were in Jeremiah 10 recently, but notice here in Proverbs 20:24, man's goings are of the Lord. How can a man then understand his own way? So on the one hand, God says we need to ponder our path and we need to make straight paths, but then on the other hand, we understand from Scripture we don't know the way to go. What's that mean? We got to ask. We got to rely on the Lord. that verse in Jeremiah 10 that we looked at recently. Oh, I know, O Lord, that the way of man is not in himself. It is not a man that walketh the directest steps. In other words, we don't know the way to go. But the Bible says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. So we need to not only ponder the path we're on, but we need to be constantly saying, Lord, I need your direction. I need you to show me the way to go. So go to Psalm 5 now, where David understood this, and he was constantly asking God, especially in the Psalms, to give him direction about the path that he should go on from here forward. Notice Psalm 5, verse 8. It says, lead me, O Lord, in thy righteousness because of mine enemies. Make thy way straight before my face. Whose way? God's way. Make thy way straight. Not make my way straight, make thy way straight. And then while we're in Psalms, look at chapter 25, verse 4, where again, David is acknowledging that we need the Lord's direction when it comes to walking this straight path. Look what he says in Proverbs 25, 4. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me whose paths? Thy paths. So don't teach me my path, teach me your path. Because we belong to Him now. We're His. So the path we're walking is His. And then most of us know Proverbs 3, in all thy ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. Acknowledge Him. So God wants us to make these straight paths, and these paths, we don't know the way. We got to ask for help. So go to Luke 9 again, where Jesus gives us a bit of direction about what path to walk. And by the way, the Bible tells us that the path, Proverbs 4:18, the path of the just is as a shining light. That's an encouragement to us. That shineth more and more into the perfect day. God will lead us. If we'll ask Him, if we'll rely on Him, He'll lead us. And that path just keeps getting brighter, the Bible says, and better. That doesn't mean it won't have trials, but it means we're in His will. We're walking the way He wants us to walk. But Jesus, notice Luke 9:23, He said to them all, if any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and what? Follow me. So now we're getting some insight here. One of the ways we can know we're on the right path is if we're following Jesus down that path, the way He's telling us to go. And how many times did He say, follow me? Follow me and I'll make you fishers of men. So God is telling us that we need to lift up the hands, strengthen the knees, stop being despondent about the trials and the tests and the old wicked world that we live in. But stand up straight and say, I can do this with God's help. And God wants me to stand up and walk a straight path. That's what He tells us. And He says, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but let it rather be healed. Make straight paths for your feet. So remember, at the beginning of the chapter, we were told that we're on a long-distance run. Remember? Look at it there in verse 1. Seeing we're encompassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which does so easily beset us, and let us what? Run with patience the race that is set before us. So now we're getting a bit more insight here. We know we're supposed to keep running. We don't know where the finish line is. We don't know when the finish line is, but we don't even know where it is. Because the path, the Bible says, we don't know. We got to keep asking God for direction. So we're on a long distance run. What do we need to do? Verse 2, looking unto Jesus. As long as we're following Christ and asking for God's direction, then He will show us the right path. Like as long as we're like David, say, teach me thy paths. As long as we, like Solomon advised, in all thy ways acknowledge Him and He shall direct thy paths. As long as we keep seeking God's face and God's direction, and as it says in verse 2, look to Jesus, verse 3, consider Him. As long as we do those things, then we can, verse 13, make straight paths for our feet. So maybe, you know, maybe we've been tempted to jump off the path or take a different path. We need to stay on God's path, and we don't know where that leads day by day, but we know it ends up in heaven. Praise the Lord. But God wants in between now and heaven to be in His will, so we can make a difference for Him in this world. And that can only happen if we make straight paths. In other words, keep walking, and keep walking by following Jesus and seeking God's direction. And as it says in Proverbs, acknowledge Him, and He shall direct thy paths. So make straight paths for your feet. As Solomon said, ponder the path. We should be constantly saying, am I going the right way? Am I going the way God wants me to go? And I believe as we keep asking that and keep asking for God's direction, He'll give it. And then we can make those straight paths. Let's pray.